I'm Dave Wallner from Reaching Out Ministries. I'm putting the trumpet to my mouth, calling for the soldiers of the cross to march around Jericho. I'm calling for a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
I may have moments of but I don't let it worry me. It's just a feeling that comes and goes. My head may doubt, but my heart knows. My heart knows. What we believe, but we know better. We have God's word. It's in my heart, safe and sure.
To different preachers on the internet and over the radio. And there are times when I wonder, how do those people come to those conclusions? They would be preaching on subjects in the Bible, and it seems like they had no idea what they were talking about. The simple message of salvation is so clear, yet they bury it in the debris of so much different doctrine. They don't seem to understand that the Lord God told us to go and preach the gospel so that people will understand the way of salvation. When I study these things, I begin to understand that God is keeping them from bringing the truth, and it is scriptural. God seems to hold back or keep back the truth from being preached by certain people to certain people. There's a scripture found in Deuteronomy chapter 13, "For this commandment that I command thee this day is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven, that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. Neither is it beyond the sea, that thou shouldest say, we shall go over the sea for us. Who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it? But the word is very near unto thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou may do it." So the Bible is very clear on this subject. The word of God is as close to you as your heart and your mouth. There is nobody that's going to have any excuse and say, "We did not know it." When I study religion, I can clearly see how many religions have turned away from the word of God. They disregard the word of God, and when that happens, they go farther and farther from the word of God. We need to stick as close to it as possible, take it at face value, and make sure that we read it as it is, and don't try to put our own meanings to it or our ideas. Because we see so many cults out there, so many religious organizations that don't know the word of God. Yes, once upon a time they may have known it, but their religion has buried the cross of Calvary, and now what is left is nothing but man-made ideas. So today I will teach on an interesting subject that would be directed to the unbeliever. The unbeliever is now in a state, when you study the world system, they are in a state of totally rejecting the word of God. And they are doing the things that the word of God predicted that they will. So before I get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, that you will anoint this message. You will open people's hearts to the truth of Scripture. Help them to understand so that they can see. I pray, Lord, not only for the believers, but also for the world, that you will open their eyes and hearts. For you said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." And that means everyone, Lord. So open their hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. When one watches what's going on in the world system today, it becomes clearer and clearer that they are going away from the faith. They are departing from the faith. They're giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. The idea of evolution is so incredibly out of whack that people have to totally have a godless mind to believe that. God must have totally withdrawn his hand and his spirit from those people for them to believe that we come from a blob in the ocean. But they insist on that, and they teach the young kids in our schools. In Amos chapter 8, in verse 11, it tells us this: "Behold, the day comes, saith the Lord God, that I will send famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor of water, nor of thirst for water, but of hearing of the words of the Lord. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from north even unto the east. They shall run to and fro, and seek the word of the Lord, and shall not find it." I just read a scripture out of the book of Deuteronomy, how God teaches us we don't have to go to heaven to bring the word of God down. We don't have to go to the end of the seas and bring it back from there. For the word is near our hearts and near our mouths. But here we see a generation of people where God says there's going to be a famine in the land. They will run to and fro. They will go from sea to sea and from north to east. And that you can clearly see. There are many, many people in search of the meaning of God. And I've listened to their testimonies. You see rich and intelligent people going to India, and they sit at the feet of a long-haired guru, they call him. The guy doesn't, he has absolutely nothing. He has no house, no nothing, and he sits there in the dust on a little blanket, and he teaches these millionaires from America on how to listen to the spirits. This is so incredibly sad. You see that all over the world when you watch them turning to those ugly and completely unkept and unwashed gurus sitting in the dust proclaiming that they know and hear from the spirit realm, which they do, but it's from the demonic realm. But this is how it has become. They're bringing this stuff into America with yoga and all that stuff that we see now on TV. People are being totally brainwashed. They have a reprobate mind. They have come to a point where their mind is completely godless, and they don't care what anybody says to them, and because they believe they have the real answer. I watch movie stars talk about their religion. They're into Buddhism. They're into the Eastern cults. They're into all sorts of unimaginable, strange religions. At the same time, they're rejecting God. And this is the famine that the Word of God is talking about. And then the consequences come. Isaiah chapter 3 and verse 4, it says, "I will give children to be their princes, and babies shall rule over them, and the people shall be oppressed, one, every one by another, and every one by his neighbor. The child shall behave himself proudly against the ancient, and the base against the honorable." You can see it very clearly on TV every day, how the children are rebelling against the parents. We can see the teenagers in the streets rebelling against the authorities and against those who are in office to keep the peace. Everybody is rebelling already, turning away from the principles of God because the love of God is not in their hearts. And then we see something very interesting, which is described in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 3 describes a certain people that will come out in the last days. And here I will read you the description of those people. It says, "The show of their countenance does witness against them, and they declare their sin as Sodom. They hide it not.
Woe unto their soul, for they have rewarded evil unto themselves. That is so incredibly interesting. When we look at the homosexual community, what do they declare their sin is? They are proud to be homosexuals. They are proud of the Sodomite sin. The sin of Sodom and Gomorrah was homosexuality. It says they declare their sin as Sodom, and they claim they're Christians, many of them. And look at this. The show of their countenance does witness against them. At most of those people, you only have to look at them, and you can see they have this homosexual spirit upon them. They were not born that way. They received a spirit, and this is why they are so blatant and so straight out with it. Shame has completely left them, and they brag that their sin is from Sodom. This is so incredible when I study these things, how the Word of God brings it all together. We're going to see this in the last days, and we are already seeing it. God is warning His children, do not be caught up in the world system, but flee from the things of the world. And here is what the Lord Jesus Christ is saying unto those who are turning away from God. Come, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. So God is even pleading today with these blasphemers, these unbelievers, those who blatantly show their sin in gay pride parades. They brag about their sin. Yes, we are the homosexual. Yes, you will accept us. We are just as you are. No, they are not. They have been taken over by the demonic realm, and they have absolutely no control of their actions anymore. And God will have to judge. But God says, come, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. And then he tells him in Isaiah chapter 1 in verse 16, wash, make you clean, put the evil away of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. I want to speak to the homosexual today who claims to be a Christian. It tells us, wash, make yourself clean, put the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease from doing this evil. By washing, it means you have to become born again. You need to cease from this evil that you're in. And that is not only the homosexual he's talking about. Those people who are living in sin, who are into pornography, who are into all sorts of vice, drunkenness, and into drugs. He is telling us, wash, make you clean, put away the evil from what you're doing and from before my eyes. Cease from your evil. And then in Isaiah chapter 1 in verse 19, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. If you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. And this is exactly what's going to happen. One of these days, God is going to pour out His wrath on this planet. People will be destroyed by the millions. The Bible teaches us that the smoke of their torment will arise forever and ever. But before that comes, there's going to be a great tribulation where the Bible teaches us the slaughter of the people will be so great that if Jesus doesn't come back, no flesh will be left. So open your heart to those warnings. It's the Bible that teaches us this. We did not make it up ourselves. God wants us to understand that there is a day of judgment and we need to turn to Him for salvation. So open your heart to these interesting truths and become a blessing to yourself. Amen.
Ich bin dein, o Herr, deine Stimme sprach, die Vergebung, Kind ist dein. Dein Sehnen fasst immer mehr mein Herz, dir noch näher, Herr, zu sein. Zieh mich näher, näher, Gott, und Herz des Kreuzes dein.
When one studies the world system today, we can clearly see that they have forgotten God. They have turned to evolution. Many, many in the world system are atheists today. They're taking the standards of God out of office and out of school and out of government. The schools for the last 30 years have been taught that evolution is the norm, is the real thing. This is how we came to being, and we know for a fact, the Bible teaches us that God created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. So they are turning away from God by the droves. Many are thumbing their nose at God. We can see the abortion clinics doing very brisk business. Homosexuality has become the norm. They are getting married and being married. They're thumbing their nose at the laws of God. The church is even getting involved by accepting these people and bringing them into their sanctuaries, making them part of their congregation, where the Bible teaches us if a person calls himself a Christian and lives like that, we should not even eat with him or have anything to do with him. Yes, we can pray for him by giving them over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh. That is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 5. So the Christian needs to understand that the Word of God is sure it will not change. In 1 John chapter 2 and verse 15 it tells us, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh," that's homosexuality, and that's all sorts of sexual sin that humans practice. The lust of the eyes, that's pornography that is available to the youngest child today by the click of a button. Pride of life, where even young people just become proud. They have no respect for authority anymore. And the Bible teaches us, these that do such things, this is not of the Father, but of the world. And the world passes away and the lust thereof. But he that does the will of God abideth forever. Little children, he says, it is the last time. And as you have heard, the Antichrist will come. So this is a warning. The Antichrist will come. What does he mean by that? That is a time of terrible tribulation on this planet. For 7 years, the Antichrist will rule and reign on this planet. He will rule with a rod of iron, and people will be under his strict commands and laws. The Bible teaches us that the killing that will go on during that time is beyond belief. Those who turn to God will be exterminated on the spot. The Bible teaches us that God will pour out his wrath upon this planet. The vegetation will dry up. The oceans will turn to blood. The rivers will turn poisonous. It says the fish in the sea will all die. The grass and the trees will all dry up. This is what will happen during the tribulation when the Antichrist will come. And the Bible also teaches us that the demonic realm will be here on earth during that time. They will be your next door neighbor. For the Lord himself will push them out of the heavenlies and throw them to the earth, where the devil will then be amongst the people. Yes, the Bible teaches us, even now there are many antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. You can see how people are turning away from God. People are turning against Christ, against the laws of Christ. And we are fast coming to an end. We know that these things are true. All we have to do is watch the news media. All we have to do is watch the politicians. All we have to do is watch what's happening around us. We know with the earthquakes, with the tsunamis, with all the terrible storms, that we are heading in that direction. The Antichrist will soon appear on the scene. But for those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible teaches us this: watch you therefore, pray always, that you're accounted worthy to escape all those things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. So open your heart to these interesting truths, and become a blessing to yourself. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.